President Donald Trump and 14 others charged in a number of crimes in the U.S. state of Georgia for trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. So what happens next? The Associated Press's Shelley Adler explains.
At this point, it's about herding all the cats into the courtroom and get them to make an initial appearance, to have lawyers who are permanently going to represent them, to enter their not guilty pleas.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein. And what about DA Fani Willis's goal of starting that trial in 6 months?
I think she's being very ambitious to suggest that case can go to trial in 6 months, which goes back to why in some of the other cases there have been less defendants, co-defendants charged in an effort to streamline those cases.
The DA says the defendants in the case would be allowed to voluntarily surrender by noon, August 25th. I'm Shelley Adler.
There are active discussions underway at the White House about President Joe Biden making a visit to Hawaii to check on Maui, the wildfire recovery efforts there. According to the White House spokesman, she told reporters traveling with the president to Wisconsin that he would address the situation in Maui in his remarks later on Tuesday in the U.S. city of Milwaukee. At this point, the number of dead stands at 99, but Hawaii's governor says that will go up.
I spoke to one gentleman who lost his home, his wife and kids, and his vehicle, and I think he said his job also burned down, so he's literally lost everything.
Crisis counselor Dana Lucio, they are now searching house to house, business to business, street to street, looking for the remains of people who died in the fires. They expect to find between 10 and 20 bodies a day till they are finished. This is VOA News. A powerful explosion has rocked a bustling market area near the capital of the Dominican Republic, killing at least 10 people and injuring dozens more. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
San Cristobal firefighters battle the flames. Cars and debris from several collapsed buildings line the streets as thick black smoke rises from the town center, prompting several businesses to evacuate crowds of people. Officials say an explosion at a bakery started the fire, which then spread to stores nearby. It's not immediately clear what caused the explosions, but the mayor of San Cristobal, Jose Montas, said it was probably caused by the collapse of one of the stores. The area is known as Old Marketplace, and it's where throngs of people shop daily for goods ranging from fruits to clothes. I'm Charles Ledesma.
South Korea's president has called for deeper security cooperation with the United States and Japan to address North Korean nuclear threats, saying his upcoming summit with the U.S. and Japanese leaders at Camp David will set a new milestone in trilateral cooperation. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments Tuesday in a speech marking the 78th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japan's 35-year colonial rule in 1945. Yoon says South Korea, the U.S., and Japan must closely cooperate on reconnaissance assets and share North Korea's nuclear weapons and missiles data in real time. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Niger's military-appointed prime minister made a visit on Tuesday to neighboring Chad, holding talks with his counterpart and the president. A civilian appointed following the coup in Niger on July 26th, he arrived for a working visit, the government said on Facebook, while the presidency's press office said he handed Chad's president a message from the head of the junta. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Tuesday he still sees a chance for diplomacy to reverse the coup in Niger as the West African bloc ECOWAS keeps up pressure on the military rulers. The Russian Central Bank made a large interest rate hike, 3.5 points, after the ruble fell yesterday to as low as 101 rubles per dollar. The bank held an emergency meeting of the board of directors on Tuesday, and they set the new rate for borrowing in Russia. It now stands at 12%. More news on our website, voanews.com, and you can also download our apps at both the Apple and the Google stores, where you can also get information 24 hours a day. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
VOA 1.